2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Chad Daybell has pleaded not guilty to 9 different charges. He stands accused of murdering his former wife and 2 stepkids, along with other charges of fraud and conspiracy. I'm KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer.
Second, there's a power outage in Provo this afternoon. Provo Power says nearly 180 customers in the Mountain Vista area are without power right now, and they don't know the cause yet. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Slowdowns have set in. If you're in Weber County, delays stretch southbound I-15 from just after 31st Street in Ogden down through Roy and Sunset. And residual backups from earlier debris on the road eastbound I-80 at the SR-201 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Up to 94 again today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 88 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden speaking to U.S. troops in the U.K.
I want to be clear that the transatlantic alliance will remain vital, a vital source of strength for the U.K., Europe, and the United States.
He's in Europe for the G7 and NATO summits in a meeting with Russian President Putin. Sources tell ABC News the White House will purchase a 500 million additional doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for the World Health Organization's global vaccine program. A watchdog report says Park police did not clear Lafayette Park and nearby protesters last June so former President Trump could walk to St. John's Church. Inspector General of the Interior Mark Greenblatt.
We found evidence that the park police decided to clear the park to install an anti-scale fencing in order to protect law enforcement officers as well as the park itself and federal and private property.
The report says police learned Mr. Trump wanted to go there after they had begun to clear it out. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The military wants to deliver cargo anywhere in the world in less than an hour using rockets. ABC's Andy Field. Yes, I said rockets. ABC's Andy Field joins me live to explain. Andy, the first question I have is, why?
Well, it's a lot faster. That's number one. The old commercial, when you absolutely positively have to get it there overnight, FedEx. Well, overnight's right. Not fast enough in some situations. So, for example, a C-17 cargo aircraft takes 12 hours to fly from California to Okinawa, Japan. A rocket can do it in 30 minutes. So that's, you could get the stuff on the ground, unpack it, and still have time for lunch. So that's a big plus. Also, rocket technology has improved, as we've seen with all these SpaceX flights and these remarkable videos of the booster rockets landing themselves on a dime, literally, on these landing pads. And if that technology is perfected to the point where you can put some cargo in that thing, it would be a game changer in terms of the cost of moving these things, how quickly you can do it. They're even talking about repositioning some of these cargo rockets in space, just kind of have them hanging out there with all these supplies in case suddenly we need to go to war or we need to move troops somewhere. It's like, okay, turn that rocket on and land it over in whatever country we're going to.
Okay, so the military is not just talking about this. They want to get with testing of these rockets. Is that right?
They've asked for $24 million plus, which seems like pocket change when it comes to U.S. spending, but that's what they've requested to test out and see if this thing will work. They kind of already know it will work. It's just how feasible is it? And so they're probably going to make a test launch with vehicles they already have to see if it'll work. And once they do it, who knows? Maybe Amazon will get in the game, and you know, you need a new piece of equipment or new swim goggles or something. They throw in a rocket, lands on your doorstep.
Yeah, but they need bolt number 57 for the airplane over in Tokyo. Up it goes.
True. That's the other problem. It's like, you know, you don't want these things blowing up on landing, especially in familiar or allied territory. So that is maybe one of the small downsides they got to worry about.
I have to stress, I need to work on my sound effects. That was the sound of a rocket blasting off. It wasn't a rocket exploding. Okay.
Hollywood's online, too. The Foley artists are waiting for you.
ABC's Andy Field joining us live. KSL News Time 350. It's Triple Team Traffic now. We're done with the emergency traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We did have some debris eastbound to I-80 at the 201 junction that briefly closed the freeway there. It's open again, and the backups that stretch for about two and a half miles are really clearing out very quickly. Here in Salt Lake County, delays setting in southbound I-15 between 4500 and 90th South. I-15 in Utah County looking good with no problems. Steve?
Well, got a fresh crash in Taylorsville, 1900 West and 5400 South. Meantime, 17 South still closed in the downtown area both directions. That's due to that grass fire, which is in the cleanup stages right now. Northbound 15 slowdowns, a new crash at the Beck Street Highway 89 junction. That's on the right shoulder, plus Davis County delays between the Layton Parkway up to Hill Air Force Base. And for those on southbound I-15, slow and go, Ogden-Hinkley Airport down into the Roy area. Now's the time to get that new car with rates near all-time lows. Get an auto loan from Hercules Credit Union. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the Nines. Grant Wayman has your 7-day forecast.
A lot of sunshine, a few clouds out there. It's a breezy day. 94 is the high. Big drop in temperature tomorrow, though. We're only going to be at 76 for the high and sunshine, and then get the jackets ready for Friday morning, believe it or not, as the lows drop to the 40s and up to about 82 on Friday afternoon. 92 on Saturday, mostly sunny. It heats up Sunday back up to 98. It's hot next week. Sunshine near 100 both Monday and Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's a windy 88 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Troy, do you feel old knowing we're celebrating our 30th anniversary at Bitches right now?
No, I'm focused on giving the most amazing deals possible.
Because Bitches is literally older than public internet.
Like employee pricing on every RV.
Do you remember hanging up the phone to even use the internet?
I'm trying to stay focused on amazing 30th anniversary specials, like no payments until September, OAC.
Most kids don't even know why it's called hanging up the phone.
And any RV purchase gets a free Diamond Club membership.
FYI, we're now closer to 2050 than we are to 1991. Depressing, right?
Now I'm starting a midlife crisis.
We're way past mid there, buddy.
Thanks for that. Come celebrate with us at the Bitches RV 30th Anniversary Blowout. As a thank you for three incredible decades of fun, we're offering everyone deals, including employee pricing on any RV, no payments until after summer OAC, and free Diamond Club membership with any RV purchase. Only at Bitches RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Apple's new iOS 15 will bring a long-awaited feature. FaceTime is now usable by people with iPhones and Android users, and FaceTime will finally start working with Windows devices. KSL Drive's Greyhound is looking to hire drivers like right now. The bus line wants to bring on 200 drivers immediately with a goal of 600 by the end of the year. CNBC Wall Street analyst Jim Cramer is poo-pooing meme stocks like GameStop and AMC. He says these deals are closer to gambling than real investing, and they should be offered in casinos instead of by stockbrokers. On Wall Street, down day, the Dow dipped 152 points, the S&P lost 7, and the NASDAQ dropped 13 points. KSL News Time 356.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.